now going to see how we can be of further assistance to each. We'll begin with Kim.
Hi, you said Kim, right?
I did say Kim.
I had this feeling. I had a mask on my face, the kind you wear on the airplane.
Uh-huh.
You know, covering my eyes so I could really, really just take it all in.
Oh.
And I was like, I better take this off because she's probably going to call me. I'll be laying there under a blanket and a mask.
Oh.
So,
how beautiful.
Let me get the recorder going. I think it's working. Okay. All right. That was an unbelievable opening. Thank you for bringing up the moon beforehand, because I noticed it. I was already bawling, and then I noticed the moon looking at me, like staring at me in my face, and I was like, could it be related? I didn't even pay attention, eclipse, whatever. I was like, wow, that moon. My husband used to spend the night outside when it was a moon like that. I'm like, could it be Sam? And then the cat started acting really weird and wanting to go out there. And I'm like, what's going on? And now it kind of explains my whole week, because I'm like totally like a wreck. So whatever you have to share with me, I would appreciate.
All right, sweetheart. You're glowing. You may feel like you're totally a wreck. And I know exactly how you feel. There was one moment, oh my gosh, I just felt so emotional and completely not centered. And I wrote to my guides, and they just complimented me upside down. And I thought, how can that possibly be? How can that possibly be? So this is how I feel about you. The reason I'm sharing that is this is exactly how I feel about you. You have turned the corner, my love. You have allowed yourself to coincide with love. So it's just the way you're saying, you know, I really want to be committed. Instead of being distracted, I'm going to lay down and I'm going to put my face covering and I'm really going to open myself up to source. And they're saying, she did it. She did it. She did it. So it's important to realize that what matters is what's in your heart. And so what is increasing is your stability of love. So you're attuning to love. You can call it love, you can call it God, you can call it your soul, but you're reverberating with kindness and extension. So the more that you can appreciate the fact that you're appreciating the light, that you're appreciating truth, that you're recognizing. So this is, you know, when they say like God reads your heart, that's really what life's about. It's not about the linear pastimes we think it is. It's about bringing the divine into form. So this is what, you know, as extensions of the divine, as extensions of light, we are each being signaled home. We're each being signaled to wake up to our divine essence. So this is, they're saying that you're outperforming your numbers. It's so funny. So in other words, it's sort of like, you know, that game, like Mother Mary, like I forget what it says, but Mother May I, excuse me. So Mother May I, and like take a giant step forward. You took a giant step forward. So what happens is when we hold that higher consent, it leaves us a little disoriented, because we're adjusting to that higher frequency. And we can have a tear or two, or we can just feel like not, we just know what to do in our bodysuits. But that's all temporary. So the more that you can be pleased with your coinciding value, in English, the your decision, your recommendation to stand in victory, everything will settle in and come to due order. So in English, you've said yes. You've said yes to victory. You've said yes to your highest applause. But just to give you feedback, I was feeling the same way. I was like, I'm going to answer these emails under my blanket, you know, with my little stuffed animal. I mean, I was a little like, you know, just feeling a little off balance. And yet, I had matured in victory. So it's the same thing. So congratulations is the first thing I want to say to you. And say your name again, please.
Kim.
You're opening your heart, my love. And that is everything. That's the ball game. Because then, you know, like, I just think of all the questions you have asked over time. And it's like, should I do this? Should I do that? And all kinds of what we would consider to be linear questions, as if there is such a thing, because it's really all your consciousness. So when you open to love, well, guess what? You can just listen to your heart. There is no separation. So it just makes everything a joy. It makes everything a spontaneous renewal, because you're allowing truth to be heard. So again, it's like that giant step forward. It's that giant advancement. And you're just going to find that when I tune into you, that you can just feel the energy. So like all the, like the many questions sometimes you have, where I used to just, I would think about it logically. Well, they went to this school, or they have this, or whatever it is, and I'm trying to make a decision. Whereas now, I can just feel the energy. That person's energy is who I want to be. With that one, I really, 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 really don't. I don't care where they went to school. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Kim.
Thank you. You're learning to ride the roller coaster, and I'm so sorry that I used the word roller coaster, because I know you would think that, oh gosh, what's going to happen now? But you're learning to ride the roller coaster in that you're learning to trust your new adaptability. You're learning to trust your new convenience. You're learning to trust your new lifestyle. It is just perfection. I really, really mean that. You really took a grand increase. So be extremely, they're saying, candid with yourself. And what that means, just like me, if you need to do the bank book, laying on the couch with comfort, you know, do it. Do like follow your own rhythm, follow your own orchestration. So this isn't about I gotta do. As because this is what you're learning. You're learning to follow the energy. You're learning to follow your heart. It is beautiful, my love. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And did you have a question?
My body won't even let me like go back into that mode. I am totally run down. I had some symptoms this week that it's like I know when my immune system takes a hit. Mm-hmm. And here I've got through the whole pandemic. It's like when someone goes on vacation, my husband used to go on vacation and get sick. Because when he finally slowed down, he would get sick. And that's like the same thing with me. Like it finally like slowed it down. And like, yeah, I had the scratchy throat and all that, you know. Yeah. And
Your job is to honor yourself. You really are working with higher vibrations, higher frequency. And so a little's going to go a long way, because you really want to watch your own relationship with self. Just notice that. It's like you're serving yourself with love. So when you give yourself that love, if you're taking it slow or whatever, you're really learning that relationship of love within self. You're also going to find that as you serve yourself with love, you're going to bounce back. When you bounce back, that relationship is going to coincide with your heavenly value. In English, you're developing a new, really personal relationship with self. The cards I have for you is truth and intuition. My love, I don't have higher cards than truth and intuition. So this is really, really awesome. So be patient. Be patient with yourself. Be kind with yourself. Yeah, it's so super good. You may feel it for a little bit longer, too.
I followed my intuition at Cold Massage Envy after being frozen for a year, and I said, I'm not coming back. And, you know, and, like, I don't know, I started giving some explanations, but you know what? I probably didn't really need to. I just doesn't feel like a match to me anymore. And I don't, you know, and I had to even stop my credit card so they couldn't bill me. And I may give a massage away to whoever wants it. There's like some on account, and I'm like, I'll give it to whoever. I don't care. I really don't care. That's like, I knew like I'm making decisions like that. Also, Morgan Stanley, I'm going to part ways with them. My husband had an account with them, and I didn't like the way it's time, like without giving explanation, it feels like it's time to move on. So I was about to call them, and I realized you had the group. So I'm like, no, I'll do the group first. And I guess I have to trust myself. It's okay to part ways. And if you make a mistake, you can always go back. They'll have you back for sure. Right?
Wherever you go, your guides will find you. Trust your own inner wisdom, my love.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Much love. Hello, Helen.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi. How may we help?
Sorry. Can I please have a message?
Okay.
It's been, like you said, I'm like wiped out.
I think this whole group just kind of slithered in here.
I feel like the past 2 weeks have been.
I totally understand. All right. Take a deep breath. All right, sweetheart. Say your first name.
Helen.
And say it one more time.
Helen.
Work with the sun. Work with the sun. There's some type of active, oh my gosh, the energy coming through my whole body. I actually forgot that I was running group. I mean, like, I literally left the earth plane. There's some kind of activation you're receiving from the sun. So the more that you can open up, remember the sun's an enlightened being. Remember, we've all have been in the religions when we're opening up. The sun is, you know, the sun is the sun. It's really the divine. So the more that you can really open up full time to a relationship with that energetic attunement. Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Helen.
You're gonna learn who you really are. You're gonna learn who you really are. So when I say that, I just totally dropped my linear focus and I was just swimming with ease, because this is it. Once you open up to divine awareness, really nothing else matters, because you're opening up to your truth. So you're extremely gifted. And when I'm saying that, it's like, oh gosh, I just feel so, so, so good. So the cards I have for you is Solitude. It's that same card of opening up to your own presence, your own and get higher engagement, and Awareness, Magician card. So these energies that are supporting you, sponsoring you, when I'm receiving you, I'm just looking around and it's basically just God talking. I'm getting confirmation from your guides right and left here. I'm getting all kinds of phenomena going on. So it's almost like chiseling and breaking down that personality self. Because remember, the personality, it's not us. It's all created by the ego. It's not who we really are. So you're learning how to trust. This is why you came after Kim, because you're learning how to trust your true commodity. So again, the more that you drop the idea that the sun's over there and you're over here, and the more that you receive it within self, so the reason it turns you on, the reason nature turns you on, is because it's activating the truth of self within your own temple, within your own allowance, awareness. So you're learning how to receive, not with the mind, with your heart, with your all-knowing. All right, and say your name again, please.
Helen.
I'm just gonna do a final outcome card in that, because that's super, super important for you right now. There you go. You got it. So you're dropping like the linear separation belief about all this, and you're just receiving God. You're receiving light. You're receiving love. You're gonna nail it. You're gonna nail it. It's important, simply because I never use those words so strongly. I don't think I've ever said that. But it is for you. It is. Because you're ready. All right, so that's the first thing we want to say to you. And say your name again, please.
Helen.
You're learning to adjust to a new timetable. So it's sort of like you're still walking it out in the linear, but side by side is like a new reality. So we think this is reality. It isn't. It's a dream state. But there's a real reality that we are entitled to. I'll just say it that way. And the reason I say entitled for you is so that you trust that it's there. You trust that you can access it. And you allow that stirring. You allow that stirring. So you're going to open up to these truths while you're still walking it out in form. But when you walk it out on form and you have love's ledger, in other words, you're really in full possession of your holy remembrance, form's going to be a piece of cake because you're going to recognize truth. And this is the whole point. You don't have to suffer anymore as you're still, you know, walking out this timeline. Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Helen.
Thank you. There you go. Solitude yet again. Solitude yet again. Now, when I say solitude, I don't mean solitude, solitude. I mean, like, you know what you're doing. You've got the other dimensional realities supporting you. You've got your ancient text. You've got your Egyptian Atlantis column behind you. It's like, you got it. You got it. So the more that you can really kind of crack that egg open and allow that higher lens. Now, when I say that to you, please understand, I've had the same week everyone else has had. Every single last issue showed up at my doorstep this week. Every single one. There's no way any of them have been missed. No way. So I understand. And yet, you're being prepared. So that is your message and your question.
When you were giving the, thank you for the message, that was awesome, the activation in the beginning, my left ear started getting like this really high pitch.
Yeah, I get that also. I get that
and
also.
Then,
go on.
Yeah, so, and thank you for the sense. I have to go hang out with my dolphins. I've been so busy with the sun message.
Okay, I kept getting Helios, H-E-L-I-O-S. So I looked it up because I couldn't remember what it was, H-E-L-I-O-S. So when I just looked it up, it says he's the god of the sun in Greek mythology. So there you go. That's specifically what I kept hearing, H-E-L-I-O-S. So I don't know about it, but please look that up also. Okay, I'm so sorry to interrupt you. Go on.
I forgot what I was going to ask. It's okay. Sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
I was just rambling.
Oh, okay.
No, it's okay.
All right. Say your name one more time.
Okay. Helen. Helen. Sorry.
That's okay. Yeah, that light's there for you. You're learning to, I don't want to say read it, but I will say understand it.
Yeah.
You're learning to understand it. You're not understanding it with your mind. You're understanding it with your heart.
Yeah, so I'm getting there with my heart.
Yeah, yeah.
After all that work. And the whole sleeping thing, I haven't been sleeping for the past literally 2 weeks again. I'm like all over the place. Is that because of all the energies that are coming in? It's like pretty intense.
I understand
that. I just feel really restless.
Okay, and say your name again, please.
Helen.
You feel like you have to do it all yourself.
Uh-huh.
In a way you do, in that you're the one in physical form. However, you don't have to do it all yourself in the traditional sense. You're not using your mind to figure it all out. You're following love's advantage. So remember, you came right after Kim, where she's being led by love, she's being led by allowance. So you know how they talk about how as you drop the ego, it's like everything is set up for you. Your job is to be led. Your job is to follow it. Your job is to listen. Your job is to allow. So part of the reason why you have the unrest besides the frequency is that you're still struggling and trusting something beyond you. Like you're still wanting to have the control, and then you're kind of worried because you got the control. What do you do with it? So the more you can let go and let God and really realize that you're being supported, you're being guided. Say your name one more time.
Ellen.
Thank you. Yeah, releasing the old way, trying on the new way. If good, there's okay. That heart chakra we always like to see for you.
And you were so on point with the last message, as you always are with my new boss. It's such a control thing. It's a power thing where, and I'm just like, whatever. You know, when he says something and I say it, and then he has to say something back, but I already said what he said that he has to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really interesting. So I just should ignore it and just roll.
Yeah. Exactly. And you can also see it as like a mirror of when you may have control. In other words, everything's a mirror. So it's an opportunity. I mean, I always judge controlling people, and then I watch myself being controlling, and I'm like, why do I still need to do that, for goodness sakes? So the more you can just sort of laugh at it and giggle at it, then you can really get those breakthroughs. Because I'm constantly, it's so crystal clear now how when I judge someone else, it's like, I do what it is I'm judging them for. And when I can just giggle about it, I catch it faster. I catch it faster. So just
he's okay with me though, right?
Oh yeah, you're quite lovely.
Okay.
Yeah, you're quite lovely. You're welcome.
So much love.
Bye, honey. Hi, Chelsea. How may we help you, sweetheart? You just need to unmute. I may have muted you.
Okay, hi.
Hi, sweetheart. I can hear you. Is it possible? I am good, thank you. Is it possible to turn your video on?
Yes.
Okay. I can do it either way, but I'm just such a visual person. Oh. I like the video.
Yes. One second. How do I do this? There we go. I got it.
Awesome. Wonderful.
Okay, sorry, I needed a little help there.
That's okay. Good. Nice to have you join us. All right.
Yes,
so
thank you. Mm-hmm,
I will bring forth the message, and then you're welcome to ask a question after if you have. So one moment, sweetheart.
Okay.
And say your first name.
Chelsea.
And say it one more time.
Chelsea.
Man, you are on the move. You are on the move. Remember, you're going through an initiation right now, and you're going to do splendidly. Remember to have a heart for all others. Remember to have a heart for all others. So if others are struggling in things that, oh, I've done that, you know, why is that hard for them or whatever it may be? The more that you have that patience of endurance, in other words, really, another way of saying this is easy to remember, everybody's at their own level of awareness. So what may be easy for you may not be as easy for them. So the more that you have compassion for everyone's true beginnings, there's something that you're entitled to. And this is just an initiation that as you finish it out, Chelsea, say your name again, please.
Chelsea.
They're showing me like graduation cap. So there's some, I don't know what it is, but that's just something that's on your agenda right now, spiritually speaking. It's not that you don't have a heart of gold, because you do, but you're moving up the ranks. Now, when I say you're moving up the ranks, I cannot even begin to explain the energy that's coming through me. You have Kuan Yin that is supporting you. I actually feel like she's one of your guides. She feels like a spirit guide. She doesn't even just feel like she's passing through. I feel like in another lifetime, you studied with her energy, if not one of her incarnations. So you know how masters will come through in different incarnations, like El Morio was King Arthur, and then he was somebody else, or whatever. Apparently, Kuan Yin has made multiple appearances. So I do feel like they're saying you've touched the hand of God. So beautiful. But you've worked with her kind of like one-on-one. So you have a very special endorsement connection with her. So she is shadowing you. What I mean by that is the energy coming through for you is so extraordinary. And when I say extraordinary, it's like it's very hard to focus. That's how good it is. Her energy is almost like an overlay so that you can reach the higher notes, so that you understand that maybe something you wouldn't understand on your own. It has to do with your discipleship. It has to do with you're being prepared. You're being prepared. So they can't put you at a place of high value until you've passed these certain initiations, because it's like if you're going to come upon someone and then bring forth judgment, that obviously that's not good for the other person or for you. So you're being processed, you're being prepared, so that when you're put in that proper positioning, you know how to hold your own. So it's a little bit of mind training or heart training, really. Very, very beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Of course. That's the first thing I want to say to you. Say your name again, please.
Chelsea.
Beautiful energies. There's something that's going to be coming into your preview. It's so funny. Usually it's my dog that's barking.
I'm so sorry.
No, please don't be sorry. Any other group member will tell you. Everybody knows my dog, and there's a reason everyone knows my dog. All right, that's okay. I actually had to look to figure out whose dog it was. Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Chelsea.
You're going to start seeing energy. You're going to start seeing orbs. They're saying commit it to memory. In other words, welcome it in. You've got masters that are coming to greet you, that are coming to serve you. The more that you can acknowledge it as an everyday occurrence, in other words, because you're training with masters, it makes sense that they're with you. So you want to drop the phenomena of it. You want to drop the, oh my gosh, I just saw an orb, or oh my gosh, I felt something. You may not be seeing anything, but you will. Whether you see it or you feel it, it's real. So they're guiding you, they're helping you, they're teaching you. So it's no big deal if you're being taught. Well, you would expect the teacher to kind of be around. So the more that you can make a commonplace, like kind of get over the phenomena of it, and settle into the tutorial, settle into the tutoring, that will help you. That will help you. So they, like others would be, how do I say this? I'll just be very blunt about this. There are many on the spiritual path that are still caught up in the phenomena, you know, where, yes, of course you see or hear, but that's not the point. The point is the spiritual development. So they're just trying to help kind of bump you up in that regard so that you settle into the spiritual development. You're being prepared. You're being prepared, my friend. Okay, and say your name one more time, please.
Chelsea.
Trust what presents. I honestly don't know what it is, but what I do, I have the energy of it. What I do know is you have an opportunity. When you're energetically ready, the opportunity is going to present. When it presents, know you're ready. Just know you're ready. Just say yes. That is your message. I hope it you received that well. And did you have a question tonight?
So everything is, thank you for that, by the way. Everything is absolutely spot on, and I've been quite honestly just diving right into it, and I have been getting caught up in the phenomenon of it and a little bit frightened, and I just feel like I'm going at warp speed. But what is it that I'm being prepared for, or what is it that I'm being called to do? I can feel the clairvoyance and feel the clairaudience, and I never thought that I would have this ability or feel these things, but I just what exactly are they preparing me for, or wanting me to do? Am I to be healing? Am I supposed to be a messenger? What is it? What exactly is it they're prepping me for?
Well, I was hoping you would know. Let me see. What do you do, sweetheart?
I'm a recording artist.
Recording artist. And say your name again, please.
Chelsea.
I honestly don't know. They're not telling me. I feel like the reason they're not telling me is they don't want your ego to work with it until you're ready to receive it. Because I feel like they absolutely know, but they're not telling me. When I pull a card, I get master. That would be you. I absolutely positively guarantee it. So if you're a recording artist, I suspect that, I don't know, you're going to come through with healing music. I have no idea what it is. You don't have to know. You just want to relax and receive your communication. And these are their words with warp speed. So they're confirming it's coming in fast. You're being ready. Let me do final outcome, see what I can get. Say your name one more time.
Chelsea.
Thank you. There you go, throat chakra. You have a message to deliver. I literally saw someone like helping you out of a car or limousine or something. You have a message to deliver. It's all I know. It's very good. I got energy through my whole body for you. Nice to meet you, sweetheart.
Thank you so much, Nicole.
You're welcome. Much love. Hello, Michelle.
Hello, Nicole. How are you?
Hi. There's that beautiful nature setting you live in.
Oh, you know it.
How may we help you?
I'll have a message, please.
Okay. And say your first name.
Shelley.
And say it one more time.
Shelley.
They're saying own your truth. Own your truth. Don't deny what you know to be true. Don't get persuaded. Don't get taken off your post. Your inner flame is ignited. Now, when I say that, the energy coming through me on your behalf is extraordinarily wonderful. You too have very powerful guides that are assisting you. You're learning to hold your proper positioning in English. You're learning to decide for yourself. You're learning how to not fall in quicksand. In other words, if your intuition says whatever it says, you're learning how to stand on that placement and not be, and it's sort of like discussion over. Anyone can have a discussion, but what you're learning to do is to trust your own commitment. You're learning to trust your own inner presence. You're learning how to kind of stick that landing. And you're going to be tested. You are being tested where someone will convince you otherwise. And so you're learning really how to honor that. I've got lights going off for you. Oh, my goodness. You're learning how to honor that inner knowing. It's very, very, very important. And say your name again, please.
Shelley.
Trust your gut. If someone's saying something, you know, like you always think of a used car dealer, unfortunately. But if someone's saying something, but it doesn't feel right, trust that. Now, it's nothing to do with buying cars. It could be what your boss is telling you. It could be what a friend's telling you. It could be what the salesperson's telling you. But you're really learning how to listen to your own inner makeup. When I see you, you're being supported by a lifetime, and you were some kind of like a druid or something like that. You're in a community of what the energy coming through you for you is extraordinary. You were ones of great knowing. So the energy coming through my crown chakra is so delightful. So this is the point. They're returning you. And of course you're in nature. Oh my gosh, you're in the Druid period and you're sitting there living in nature. Of course you are. Oh my gosh, it's so cute how things are just, there you are. So you're learning to move into a natural extension of life. In other words, living, it's sort of like Kim started this thread, but with you, it's like it is right there and you are just spot on. You're really, they keep saying natural, natural. You're learning how to live a natural life where in those periods, you know, it's just like the tsunami, all the people unfortunately crossed over. The animals didn't. They all knew it was coming and they went up higher. That's how you're learning to live. You're learning how to live by intuition alone. You are top notch. They're saying like you're like the top of your class, the top of your class. You also have trees communicating with you. I'm looking at that tree behind you. They're speaking to you. They're speaking to you. So your job is to open and to have a heart. When I receive messages from nature, it blows me away, the information that they want to present to us. So again, it's just from, it's a different dialect. It's not the mind. Remember, there's no separation. Remember, everything's being sourced by you. They know you, those trees. They know your abilities. So they're here to help you develop. Not only trees, bushes, bunnies, whatever it is you got out there. Mother Earth, that energy is getting you ready. It's getting you prepared. So the more that you can open up to that natural predisposition, that is they're saying pronto. I've never used such strong words before, I don't believe. But they're saying pronto, so I have to repeat it. I tried not to say one word, and they were like, they're waiting on me. So pronto, I said it. I just got confirmation from your guys. You have opportunity. You have opportunity. So you're very, very good. You're extraordinary, actually. When I look at this other life, like the berries would talk to you. Like you would know what berries were for, what would help. Like they talk to you. So you're learning how to just, like, to take that. It's just like the most natural thing in the world. Just the most natural thing in the world. So good. So ready. I've never felt so strongly about that. And what's so interesting is tonight of all nights, you decide to click on while you're still outside. Of course. So this is the whole point. This is the whole point. It's like your higher awareness talking to me and telling me that that's the answer. So amazing. That is your message. Say your name one more time, sweetheart.
Shelley.
Enjoy your return. The more you can enjoy it, the easier it's going to be. So it's not work. It's like reunion. Like seeing some old friends, you know, just make it fun. The more you can make it fun. They're helping you adjust. You're going to notice. There's something I want to say about that. Say your name again, please.
Shelley.
Just pay attention to things that would bring you to a most natural lifestyle. So I don't know what it is. You will. If you're watching cop and robber movies or whatever it is, you may suddenly feel like, you know, this may not be the vibration that's best for me right now. Like just little things that you wouldn't even think twice about. It's like maybe all the super processed food. Like, I don't know what it is. So don't listen to me. Pay attention to what you're feeling, but then follow it, whatever it may be, because they're really working with your attunement, with your frequency. So that is your message. Did you have a question?
Possibly. I may be having to look for a new place. My landlord's looking to possibly sell, and I kind of am like up in the air about that. Number one, a little like uninsure and everything, but then half of me is going, well, maybe it's bringing me to something else that's better or what I need at the time. Do you have any insight on that?
And say your first name.
Shelley.
It's so funny because when you first said your name, I saw you like with the shell game looking up under a new shell. So that must be the whole housing thing. And say your name one more time.
Shelley.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel like you're being prepared. You're being led. You don't have to sweat it. You're going to be guided. Material harvest. And behind him is like this house there. And triumph. So just know.
And my horse.
Yes. Know you're being guided. Just know you're being guided. You're protected. You're going to be guided to your next best thing. Simple as that.
Okay.
Just know that. Let me do final outcome for you. Say your name one more time.
Shelley.
Thank you. Say your name one more time.
Shelley.
Thank you. There you go. So now I understand. It says heal. So this is, again, remember what we're developing. We're developing that inner knowledge, that inner intuitive awareness. Use it. Follow it. Trust it. You're being led. Mwah. Much
okay.
love, sweetheart.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Stephen.
You said Steven?
I did.
She did. She really did. Okay. All right. So here I am.
All right, sweetheart.
Light on. Let there be light.
Exactly.
It's right.
So get very, very true. All right, my love. Say your first name.
Steven.
Like what you do. Like what you do. In other words, the more, it's so funny that you were saying, let there be light. The more that you stay in that positive flow, the more that you stay in the light, the more that you're up for a ready adventure, this is what they're holding you. Oh my gosh, I just see like a baby being cradled. You're being supported in a new lifestyle. I have no other way of saying this. I've got energy running through my entire body for you. You're learning. I'm just hearing that song, The Look of Love. I used to love that when I was a kid. But the point is, you're learning how to maintain that higher presence, that higher value. So they're just showing me, like, you know, like the news could always like spin it whichever way they want to spin it, story. So you're spinning it in the positive. You're spinning it in the highest view. It is good, 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 good. I can't even explain to you how wonderful it is. I have a staircase where I live, and I am watching masters, like, you know how like kids will just ride the stair rail down, like as if it's a slide or whatever. I have them doing that. So the idea is, life is fun, life is joyous, because remember, it's like the peace stays with you. I bring the sunshine. It matters not the weather, because I'm bringing the sunshine. So you're learning how to coincide with your heavenly address. In other words, you're learning really to be a prince of peace, to like hold that space of luxurious value. Now, from my linear mind is like, ooh, that's a tall order. But not, they're saying, when you look with love. In other words, your guidance is extraordinary, impeccable, like the best of the best of the best. Your psychic awarenesses are going to get mighty strong, my love, because mine increased when I gave you your message. I mean, I literally have them going up and down the staircase. So funny. So it's gonna make it easier, whether you see it, whether you sense it, whether you feel it, whatever it is, it's really gonna hold you up. It's really gonna support your victory. So positive light, spirits got me covered no matter what, no matter what. And say your name again, please.
Steven.
Oh my God, it's just like living in a joy bubble. I just feel so good giving you this message.
Yeah, well, things really have gotten better, even eclipse and no eclipse. I mean, I'm certainly feel better at work. I really spoke my mind.
Love, love, love. You're really learning how to hold that divine presence. It's super good. It's super, super good. They want me to say something. I was reading some Osho material before our session, and he was talking about how, you know, when you go to a cave and you don't deal with the world, it's very easy not to have anger. It's very easy to hold that fifth dimensional awareness. And he's like, but come down from that mountain, come out of that cave, and do it in the midst. He's like, then we'll talk. So in essence, this is what you're doing.
Okay.
Very
right.
Good.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome,
all right.
Sweetheart.
Take care.
Bye,
all right. Bye-bye.
Ananda.
Hello, Nicole, how are you?
Hi, sweetheart, good. How may we help?
Can I have a message, please?
Okay. And say your first name. And say your first name, please.
Ananda.
There we go. All right, we're going to try that one more time just because. Say it again, please. Yeah, there's a delay.
Ananda?
Thank you. Oh, man, it's on the tip of my tongue, but I'm not getting it. And I know it's like right there. Ananda, say it one more time, honey.
Ananda?
Thank you. So when you say Ananda, I hear nothing. And so the idea is that this is all illusion and there's nothing really there. It's an extremely high message to be given, to be received, because you're really learning how to be directed by Source, God, Jesus, Mother Mary, whoever, so that you no longer react to phenomena, you no longer react. And the example they're giving me is when, like, you're in a boat and you get, a boat comes and hits you and it kind of jars you, like a rowboat or a canoe. And you get annoyed and you go out and you're like, who hit my boat and what's wrong with them? And then you find out there was no one in the boat. The boat just kind of glided into you. So this is where it's like really seeing the, it's really about emptiness. So the idea is we're experiencing our own fallacy, our own fable, our own belief that we separated from Source, and that we have this guilt about it. So we're basically attacking ourselves. And so everything we experience, all this attack, is really self-sourced in a way, because it's our ego. Okay. And say your name one more time, please.
Ananda.
Another way of saying all that is you're learning to be guided simultaneous to your very existence. So this would be like listening to Jesus 24/7. Now, it doesn't mean that you would necessarily do that tomorrow, but you are on that path of completion, of really learning how to listen to Holy Spirit, of really learning how to honor truth. Now, it doesn't mean you do it perfectly. It has to do with your heart. It has to do with your intention. Because the more that you hold that intention, the easier it is. The energy coming through for you is so beautiful. The easier it is for like love to assert itself, for you to hear it. Because when you think about, like, you know, the ego's louder and the ego always comes first, and then is Holy Spirit, and then is the masters or angels. So the more that you place the attention on your heart to be, and when I'm saying this to you, I'm thinking, I know she does this already, but I often say that to you whenever I give you a message. So it's probably just a little reminder. The more that you place it on your heart to be led by Holy Spirit, Jesus, whatever your words are, like to have like the angels as your traveling companions, anything like that, this will serve your higher direction. All right, that's what I want to say. And say your name again, please. Another way of saying this is when I said nothingness is the ego that we often are confronted with or dealing with in someone else, in truth, really doesn't exist. So this is a dream state where we're just like bumper cars. We just keep bumping into everyone else's ego. So when we look past the ego and we just see someone in their Christ perfection, whatever words you would use for that, but you just see them, it's sort of like you don't pay attention to their ego. You don't make it real in a way, even though they're barking or whatever they're doing. And you just hold them in their innocence. You just see them in their divine knowingness, where the truth of them, the truth is that they're an extension of God and they're pure. So the card I have for you is heart. So you're learning to be God. It's almost like you're being trained by Mother Teresa or someone. That's really how it feels to me. And say your name again, please. Thank you. Yeah, I keep getting nothing. So it's sort of like the ego is nothing. The ego is nothing. You're really learning how to walk with higher truth. Whether you're hearing it, whether you're simply holding that awareness for everybody. And the card I have for you is solar plexus. Because it's really about standing in your power. And knowing that, I mean, and just really, really knowing that, you're in training. It's very, very good. All right, that is your message. Did you have a question?
I didn't have a question. It was just some of the message was cutting out because of the internet instability, as it was saying on my phone. But I guess that's also reflective of needing to be more faithful. So I got it loud and clear.
Awesome. You're welcome. All right, so what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to end